As voters in Ghana prepare to elect a president and parliament in December, the rival political parties are busy canvassing for votes. Most feel political tension is not especially high. George Lawson is Deputy General Secretary of the ruling National Democratic Congress, or NDC party.
If you recall, 2008 by now, the atmosphere was really tensed. But now people are going about their duties normally.
However, things do not seem normal within Lawson's party, where there is deep internal wrangling. The NDC party has been involved in internal bickering over various issues. Now, a breakaway faction has formed a new party headed by Konedu Ajiman Rawlings, the wife of NDC founder and former president Jerry Rawlings. The Electoral Commission has disqualified the breakaway National Democratic Party, NDP, from the presidential election, but it is seeking parliamentary seats, and the former First Lady is calling for the ruling NDC government to be voted out of power. Still, the NDC's secretary in Ghana's Ashanti region, Amin Joseph, claims the ruling party is focused on winning. He accused the rival New Patriotic Party, or NPP, of being hostile.
Abusive language, yes, it's in our politicking, but the NPP seems to be dominating the survey that is conducted into the abusive language. And it's good for us, at least people are realizing that the NDC is more decent than the NPP.
Ghana is seen as a model for democracy in Africa. It has held 5 democratic elections since 1992 when it passed a new constitution. However, some, like NPP communication team member and lawyer Michael Kwee, says December's election could trigger changes to the electoral process.
We have instances where there are attempts to bring proxy voting without reference to verification, and that there will be a special list. We have situations of people saying transfer and we won't be using verification and coming up with special lists where people may accuse or counter-accuse cheating or no cheating. These are things that are very dangerous for an election that needs verification and therefore purification of the system to be able to conduct elections.
Some parties are also accusing rivals of supporting drug-related activities. But Ukwe says the tagging of political parties as having links to the drugs trade needs to be discouraged.
Anybody who tries to make drugs political is very naive, because we all know that even recently the biggest haul of cocaine has been seized in the UK. The biggest haul of weed has been seized in the UK. Am I to say that therefore John Mahama aided it? No. Anybody who does that will be very naive.
Despite some infighting and tension between political parties, they have all agreed to adopt a code of ethics as guide to this year's elections. They have promised to minimize the use of inflammatory language and to publicly denounce political violence should it occur. Joanna Mante for VOA News.